This is KERA News. I'm Duahli Saikautau. Tom Spicer sold produce to some of Dallas's best restaurants. He created gardens for luminaries. And for decades, he's influenced some of the top chefs in North Texas.
One time I was there, he whipped out a black truffle the size of a softball. I'd never seen anything like that before. And he's cooking pasta and whips this out in a garden and just like starts shaving it with a knife, like a paring knife, and you know, he absolutely respected everything that he grew and acquired in any sort of produce, but it was just funny to see that he didn't overthink it.
Matt McAllister, executive chef at FT33, says Spicer was an eclectic man who epitomized local food for Dallas.
He's taken me out and he taught me a lot of the stuff I know about foraging and picking wild edibles and stuff from around this region. We've gone on many mushroom trips and done all that kind of stuff. He's shown me all the more local places where I can source, you know, wild watercress and wild onions and all that kind of stuff. And I've been able to pass on and teach that to everybody that works with me. You know, they were out picking wild onions today and one's out picking wild mustard flowers. And so it's like, it's carrying forward.
Tom Spicer was an inspiration to all those in the restaurant business, says Graham Dodds, executive chef at Hibiscus.
I feel that Tom single-handedly started the Dallas culinary movement of getting back to nature, back to real food. We all missed him when his shop closed, and now it's tragic.
Another executive chef, John Tazar, at Knife in Dallas, says Spicer was a wandering gardener.
He told me he was going to find wild asparagus, and I was like, Tom, where do you find wild asparagus, like in Dallas? And he would find it. You know, he'd go out there somewhere toward the hill country and just forage something, and he knew everything. He was really, and that's what I don't think a lot of people understood, is that Tom was a real botanist. He was a real, you know, agronomist, agricultural expert. He really had that knowledge. He could have been a professor, you know, at an agricultural school, because he knew that much about vegetation and plant life. And it's a real loss. It's a sad day, because, you know, it's sad when you lose any friend, especially when they're young and they're talented. But I don't think there's ever going to be anybody like Tom in Dallas ever again.
Tom Spicer was only 58. Duahli Saikautau, KERA News.